Now, I think many people struggle with a poor self-image. They struggle because of what they've heard. Now, what's the root of all that? Well, I think the root of that, probably you and I could find it in several things. And I think one of those things that you and I could look back and see how people develop a poor self-image is by comparison. Now, any one of us can find somebody that we know can do better than what we do. But here's the issue. God doesn't choose men and women who always can do better than to do His work for Him. He chooses people on the basis, He says, of His good intention, of His good will. He may choose you to do something, to accomplish something in life, and He certainly has chosen you to be something in life very important. And so what we do is we compare ourselves with other people. We say, well, you know, there must be a better person who could do this. Well, there probably is, but that's not the issue. The issue is this, that God tell you to do it. And if God told you to do it, then you and I don't have anything that we can do except be obedient to God or rebel against God. Therefore, a lot of people, they look at themselves, they compare themselves with others, and they say, well, God, you need to choose somebody else because there's a lot of folks who can do this better than I can. Don't you think God knows that? He doesn't need any of that kind of information. He knows exactly. He knows exactly who can do it best. He also knows who has a spirit that is humble enough to say, God, if you don't do this through me, it'll never be done. He isn't looking for mighty people. He's not looking for the most intelligent. He's not looking for the best looking. He's not looking for the most eloquent. He's looking for men and women who are willing to surrender themselves to God and say, Lord, whatever you want to do with my life, the answer is yes. That's the kind of person He's looking for. Now, the next time somebody says, well, who do you think you are? Most of the time, has anybody ever said that to you? Sure. Who do you think you are? Let me ask you a question. What did you say? What did you say? Did you give them your name and your address? Is that what you did, or did you tell them something else? In other words, what did you tell them when they said, well, who do you think you are? Well, here's what you could have said. You could have said something like this. You could have said, well, who do I think I am? I'll tell you who I am. I'm a forgiven child of God. I am a sealed saint, sealed forever, eternally for Him. I am a gifted follower of Jesus. He has gifted me to do whatever He wants me to do. I am a faithful servant of God. Now, how do you like that? If you want to know who I am. So when somebody says, well, who do you think you are? You know what you should do? You shouldn't bow your head and say, well, you know, you should say, I'll tell you exactly who I am. Tell them who God says you are. That's what matters. Not what they think you are, not what the world thinks you are. Who does God think you are? God sees us as His children. God sees us as His servants. God sees us as the object of His divine, unconditional love. God sees us as gifted with His forgiveness. God sees us as those children who are going to live with Him for all eternity. God sees us as His servants who are going to serve Him for all eternity. God sees us as the object of unconditional, eternal, fathomless, indescribable, immeasurable love. That's who we are. And we should be able to say to people, this is who I am. It isn't just your name, it's who you are. It's what you are. It's what God has made you and what He's in the process of making you. And so when God said to Moses, I want you to go and this is my call to you. He said, who am I? I'm a nobody. There's no such thing as a nobody. Everybody is a somebody. And those of us who know Jesus Christ as our Savior, we are really somebody. You say, well, why do you think you're so somebody? You know what I can do? I can tell you this is how valuable you and I are. Look at the cross, and I'll tell you how valuable every single person is. That Jesus thinks you're so important, He went to the cross and died for your sin and mine in order that you and I could be made the children of God and live forever in the eyes of God and before Him. So one of those barriers that we have to deal with is the poor self-image. The second one is ignorance. Now look at this. Here's what happens. So He says to him in verse 12, and He said, certainly I will be with you, and this shall be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. And when you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God at this mountain. Now look, every single time you're going to find Him making a promise, He says, now I'm sending you. And He said, not only that, He says, I'll be with you. I'm going with you. And secondly, you're going to bring them out. And He says, and besides that, you will worship with those you bring out of this very mountain. Now listen to what He says. Then Moses said to God, behold, I'm going to the sons of Israel, and I shall say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they're going to say to me, what's his name? Now, one of the barriers to our faith is ignorance. And so Moses said to God, well, wait a minute. You're going to send me to my people back in Egypt. Well, what are they? They're going to say, well, who do you think you are coming out of the mountains over here, a shepherd, and you're telling us that God sent you? Well, thank you very much. No thanks. The last time we saw you, you got us all in trouble. So why should we think God sent you? He said, now, what am I going to tell them? Now, this is a major problem. Now, listen to me carefully. You will not put your faith in a God you do not know. You will not do it. One of the primary reasons people will not believe God and trust Him is they don't know Him. Now, they know Him by the name God and Jehovah and a few other names, but they don't know Him personally in a personal relationship. And so, here's what God said to Moses. He says, Moses, I'm going to deal with this. He said, every time he gave the excuse, which was a problem in his faith, he just couldn't trust Him. He didn't know this God. Now, he knew something about Him, of course, and he knew some things about Him, but not much. Now,